Chapter 10. A train arrives in the station.
What should we do with him? Asked Monsieur Frick.
Follow me, said the station inspector, who led them back to his office. He opened the metal cell in the corner, and they threw Hugo inside. Then he quickly locked the cage, which Hugo had always feared so much, and tucked the key back into his pocket. The station inspector turned to Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick. I promise you both he won't escape this time. I'll call the police, and you'll never be bothered by this slippery rat again. The station inspector smiled when he said this, but it wasn't a friendly smile. It was a mean and dangerous smile. Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick bid farewell to the station inspector, leaving him alone with Hugo. The station inspector called the police station. Then he said to Hugo, Are you sure you don't want to confess now? No? Well then, I'll be back with a few of my friends. Don't go anywhere while I'm away. The station inspector laughed as he left the office and closed the door behind him. Hugo sat there like an animal, wet and shivering in the corner of his cage. He wished Isabel were here with one of her bobby pins. Hugo was left by himself for a long time. He was going to be put in prison now, or an orphanage, he was sure of it. The mechanical man would be thrown away. He would never see Isabel or her godparents again. He covered his eyes with his hands. Finally, the door to the office opened, and in came the station inspector with two policemen. Hugo stood up and tried to back himself farther into the corner of the tiny cage.
He won't talk, said one of the policemen.
Nothing, said the station inspector.
Well, maybe a ride to the police station will help out a little. Come on, boy, your limo is waiting.
The station inspector opened the cage, and Hugo saw his opportunity. Once again, he made a dash for it. He slipped between the police officers and ran back into the station. It was crowded today, and Hugo was bounced from person to person as they shuffled through the station. By the time he came into a clearing, he had lost his sense of direction. He turned and saw the station inspector coming closer, with the two policemen right behind him. Hugo thought he saw Madame Emile and Monsieur Frick closing in quickly, too. He kept running and was knocked over by some travelers rushing to catch their train. He landed on his hand and screamed in pain. He managed to get back up, and then, with tears blurring his vision and desperately trying to reach the front doors of the station, he stumbled and ran in exactly the wrong direction. He tripped and fell several feet down onto the tracks. He looked up into the face of a train barreling into the station. From somewhere behind him, he thought he heard a scream. The horrible sound of the brakes being pulled, coupled with the metallic screech of the wheels against the rails, made it seem like the whole station was about to collapse around him. The black engine was zooming right toward Hugo, and he was caught, unable to look away, as though he were watching a movie. At the last possible moment, Hugo was yanked up off the tracks to safety. Smoke billowed out of the slowing engine as a shower of sparks flew from every wheel. Hugo felt dizzy.